This National News Edition originates from VK1WIA and is rebroadcast throughout Australia and around the world under a common licence published on the WIA website. This WIA National News Service is copyright to the Wireless Institute of Australia, and rebroadcast is authorised only under the provisions of that common licence. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Clee, VK8ZZ.
From Australia, this is the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
And in WIA National News this week, Grant VK5GR, your WIA Technical Advisory Committee Chairperson, Chris VK3FY, on behalf of the Board of the Wireless Institute of Australia, ACMA released their 5-year spectrum outlook 2025-2030. Discussion point with Dougal VK4EKA, Alan VK4SN, on behalf of the WIA Radio Activities Contest Committee, Peter VK7PD for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia, and Alan VK2COD, a member of Australia's official Youngsters on the Air group. But wait, there's more, much, much more in the reticule for this week's National WIA News from the Wireless Institute of Australia for week commencing Sunday, November 2, 2025, and I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
This is the Wireless Institute of Australia and VK1WIA.
This is Grant, VK5GR, your WIA Technical Advisory Committee Chairperson, with some news about a community consultation being launched looking at changes to the Australian amateur radio band plans. It has been some years now since a wholesale review of our band plans has been conducted. In that time, we've seen various changes made to what radio spectrum amateur radio operators can access and under what conditions they can access it. We've also received various requests for changes or recognition of various activities on the bands from various members of the Australian amateur radio community. As a result, we've decided to conduct a wide-ranging review of the existing band plans and are proposing various changes across almost all of the bands, addressing one or many of the issues that have been posted to us since the last major review several years ago. The areas we're going to be addressing include highlighting centres of activity for AM and emergency call channels on the HF bands, changes to align the 630 and 160 metre band plans with current operating practices, revising the 6 metre band given the standard class licences can now access the whole band. We'll be conducting a review of the 23 centimetre band in light of the new conditions determined by ITU member states at the last WRC conference. We'll be looking to improve clarity on how the 3.3 GHz band can be used, and we'll be adding new segments for areas of interest on the 9, 6, 3 and 13 centimetre bands for FM repeaters. We've conducted a revision of the ATV segments, considering the extensive adoption of digital ATV modes today. We've undertaken a review of repeater subbands and the growth of digital voice hotspots on 2 metres and 70 centimetres. We've also provided new band plan data for the microwave bands between 24 and 241 gigahertz, showing current centres of activity. So as you can see, the review has been very comprehensive. However, that review is just the first step. Next, we're seeking the views of the amateur community on the changes we're proposing. To do this, we've published a paper discussing the changes and have provided a template response to help amateurs form their opinions and communicate them back to us here at the Technical Advisory Committee. That consultation paper is now open and will remain open through till December the 12th. We welcome feedback from all VK radio amateurs. Details of the consultation content and process are now available on the WIA website. So if you're interested to see what's proposed and wish to have a say, take a look over on wia.org.au, take a read of the consultation paper, and then consider making a submission. We'd love to hear from you. Best regards from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the WIA Technical Advisory Committee.
This is Krista Mitrievich, VK3FY, with this week's board report for VK1WIA Weekly News. This week's topic is not-for-profit organisations declaration. Most affiliated clubs declare themselves as being not-for-profit organisations. So it is the time of year when non-charitable, not-for-profit organisations must confirm their eligibility for income tax exemption each year. This is done by lodging an ATO not-for-profit self-review return. Clubs that are not-for-profits and have a current ABN must declare that they are exempt from lodging an income tax return by a self-assessment lodgement with the ATO. Clubs that do not have an ABN do not need to undertake the self-review. See the details of the NFP self-review in the news article of the WIA news webpage. The WIA are keen to hear from individuals or clubs that might be interested in joining the WIA social media team. Please send your expressions of interest to the WIA secretary at the address detailed in the text edition of this broadcast, secretary@wia.org.au. This has been Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, on behalf of the board of the Wireless Institute of Australia, for VK1 WIA Weekly News.
It is the WIA National News, and ACMA released their 5-year spectrum outlook, 2025-30, then discussion point with Dougal, VK4EKA. Informed by spectrum users, ACMA's Spectrum Outlook 2025-30 provides an overview of technology, market and policy drivers likely to shape spectrum demand over the next 5 years. It also sets out ACMA's work program for the current financial year. In March of 2025, they invited comments on the draft and they received 35 public submissions, including from representative bodies, government agencies, individuals and the satellite and telecommunications sectors.
This is Dougal, VK4EKA. For Australian amateurs, the class licence determines the technical and operating conditions, such as bands of operation, transmitter power levels and modes of operation. The common class licence also requires a person to undertake a safety assessment for electromagnetic energy safety. The licence assigns a station call sign to operate at a location or portable as determined by the licensee. How does this work for club call signs? The class licence says nothing. However, before the class licence, there were special rules for clubs, such as who could operate the station, where it operated from, that is, a location authorised by the management or a general meeting, and that a log must be kept. Recently, the WIA in Victoria, the holder of VK4WI, was advised they did not know where and by whom the call was being used in Queensland. Perhaps under the class licence, a club can be used anywhere by anyone with no records. Just asking. This is Dougal, VK4EKA.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Leading this week's international news, Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Jamaica October 28 just after 1 a.m. as one of the most powerful hurricane landfalls ever in the Atlantic Basin. Hurricane winds at 165 miles per hour were battering the area, and the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, reports that Melissa was expected to bring rainfall of 15 to 30 inches in portions of Jamaica and additional rainfall of 6 to 8 inches with localized maximum to 12 inches for southern Hispaniola, with storm total local maxima of 40 inches possible. The Hurricane Watch Network, HWN, is active on 14.3250 MHz USB. Our thoughts with all. A giant radio telescope in Crimea, used in the past to support missions to Mars and Venus and attempt to contact alien civilizations, has been destroyed in a drone attack. Ukrainian Defense Forces took down the 70-meter antenna dish to prevent Russian forces from using it to guide attacks on its territory. The RT-70 radio telescope has been under Russian control since the annexation of the Crimea Peninsula in 2014. According to Defense Express, Russians carried out major upgrades to the 5,000 metric ton structure to use it for military communications. Don't touch that dial. The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission will no longer require broadcast radio stations to renew their licences as part of a rule it said it has adopted to help stations save money and shrink administrative burdens. The Commission said it was hoping the action would amount to a boost for terrestrial broadcasting, which, while facing challenges recently, nonetheless remains a vital source of news, information and culture. Since 1863, only 3,511 men and one woman have been awarded a US Medal of Honor. Today, there are only 60 living Medal of Honor recipients. The average American has a 0.000018% chance of ever meeting a Medal of Honor recipient in person. But everyone who attends Hamcation 2026 will have the honor to meet a living Medal of Honor recipient. For the first time ever, a living Medal of Honor recipient will be attending Hamcation and has passed the exam to become a licensed amateur radio operator and will make his first ham radio contact at Hamcation. Colonel Don Doc Ballard, MOH USA retired, he earned his medal in Vietnam. His ham instructor, Sam McGlynn, November Mike 5 November, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force retired, along with Donna Snow King, Whiskey 5, Sierra Mike Lima, former star of the hit TV show Texas Flip and Move, and author of three books, along with her OM Rex, Whiskey 5 Echo Alpha Kilo, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy retired, will be together in their booth. As part of a much larger overhaul focused on deleting almost 400 obsolete wireless regulations, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, has announced plans to delete or modify four minor provisions of Part 97. American Radio Relay League's Washington Council has reviewed the proposal and agrees that the deletions are to obsolete rules and will have no impact on today's modern amateur radio service. One of the deletions was suggested by ARRL as part of an earlier FCC request for public input on rules ripe for deletion. Keeping a long story short, proposed regulatory changes are, number one, the provision relating to the FCC's right to modify station licenses. Its deletion will result in no substantive change to the right of the FCC to modify a station license. Number two, this provision specified the procedure to replace paper licenses. The FCC stopped producing paper licenses at the end of 2020. The ARRL proposed deleting this section in comments filed earlier this year. Number three, delete the provision grandfathered HF amplifiers purchased before April 28, 1978 by an amateur radio operator for use at that operator's station, and also grandfathered those manufactured before April 28, 1978, for which a marketing waiver was issued. The applicability of this rule has long passed. Number four, the rule and appendix relating to VEC regions, which were based on the traditional amateur call sign areas. The FCC no longer limits VECs to regions, and there's no reason for doing so given the nature of remote exams. And to close out international news this week, weird and wonderful. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Whiskey Oscar Whiskey, amateur radio station, marks Mars invasion at Grover's Mill, USA. To commemorate the anniversary of Orson Welles' infamous 1938 War of the Worlds Halloween broadcast, members of the Delaware Valley Radio Association gathered at Grover's Mill, site of the fictional Martian landing, and set up temporary radio station Whiskey Oscar Whiskey and communicated with other ham radio operators around the world this last Sunday, October 26. For WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Only a month away till the Yoda Contest December. The Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club are hosting the inaugural VK Yoda Contest the entire month of December. Then just 3 days from then, what we call the VK Yoda Contest comes round three of the Yoda Contest organised by the IAA Original One Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society. December 29. A great way to gain extra contacts for the VK Contest organised by Fisher's Ghost AR Club. Now VK4SN and John Moyle News.
Hi everyone, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, on behalf of the WIA Radio Activities Contest Committee. Dennis, VK4AE, has resigned from the position of manager of the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. The committee wishes Dennis all the best and thanks him for his many years of volunteering. New rules. After many emails and a lot of input from committee members, a bit of club input and other experienced users, this has resulted in streamlined replacement rules suitable for computer log checking, along with simple scoring for HF and VHF combined. The new rules will be released soon. In the meantime, we are looking for a manager who has good computer skills, including Excel spreadsheet data manipulation and Microsoft Word mail merge for certificate publication. Preferably, this person is a regular contester and is familiar with normal contest log submission and processing. In the event a manager is not found, Diane, VK4DI, and I are willing to co-manage the contest to keep it running. Thank you. Best 73s. This is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
Now let's open the DX window to the world. Many special events are planned to celebrate 2025, Remembrance Day. November 11, 1500 hours Zulu to 2800 hours Zulu, KA4TAL, Hori Post, 111 of the African Legion, Amateur Radio Club, South Carolina. We'll be on the air using 14.255, 7.264, 14.275 and 7.185 MHz. WJ4DD, the Orlick Amateur Radio Society in Florida, will be on 7.225 and 14.250 MHz. The celebration will include the birthdays of the Naval Air Station at Jacksonville and the birthday of the United States Marines. W2B, the New River Valley Amateur Radio Club, Virginia, will celebrate Veterans Day from the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford with special event station on 14.275 MHz. ZL100C is a call sign celebrating the centenary of NZART, the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, which was formed on the 16th of August 1926. The call sign is valid until 6 August 2026. QSL by the Bureau and LOTW. Soda, Croatia is marking 10 years. Listen for the special call sign 9A10 Soda. The call sign is on the air through to 2026, the 30th of September 2026 to be precise. A certificate will be available for contacts made between the 1st of October and the 31st of December this year. QSL by LOTW. Special call sign OT5IDPD will be active from the 4th of November to December 3 for the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, whose annual observance, 3 December, was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in 1992. All operators will be hams with a disability. The logs will be uploaded to LOTW, Club Log and EQSL. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole. VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in the segment, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups, balloons, Pico balloons to be exact. The ZS1ERZ-12 Pico balloon is on its seventh circumnavigation around the globe. The balloon travelled over 210,000 kilometres in 62 days. At the time of this story's compilation, Wednesday last, the balloon was just above 12,000 metres above sea level and west-southwest of Amsterdam Island. Amsterdam is way out in the Pacific, kind of nor-nor-east of New Zealand. You can follow the balloon on aprs.fi type in ZS1ERZ-12 and press the search button. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Digital. Amateur Radio Digital Communications has a mission to support the tinkerers, the dreamers, and the builders who keep ham radio strong. They recently issued a reminder that they are actively looking for applicants. Grants are available from ARDC, giving top priority to projects in one of several areas, supporting satellite technology for ham analog and digital communications, developing hands-on, open-source and educational materials and projects for learners in schools and clubs, and delving into open-source hardware and software systems that include SDRs, new modulation techniques, and codec technologies. ARDC said that projects outside these areas would also be welcome to apply, but these areas are closest to the core of the organization's goal of promoting the freedom to tinker, build, communicate, and openly share information. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. Two Aussie contacts with the ISS over this weekend. Australian Air League, Adelaide, South Australia, telebridge via VK4 ISS. The ISS call sign is presently scheduled to be NA1SS. The scheduled crew member is Mike Fink, KE5AIT, and the ARIS mentor is Shane Lind, VK4KHZ. Contact is go for Friday the 31st of October at 0959 UTC, and 39 degrees is ISS maximum elevation. Then a QTech conference in Wavell State High School, Queensland, Australia, telebridge via VK4 ISS. The ISS call sign is presently scheduled to be NA1SS. The scheduled crew member is Johnny Kim, KJ5HKP, and once again the ARIS mentor is Shane Lind, VK4KHZ. Contact is go for Saturday the 1st of November, 0910 UTC, and this time 86 degrees will be maximum elevation. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, Islands on the Air, Banala Island, IOTA AF037, 9 Lima, 9 Lima. To avoid any confusion with the ongoing 9L8MD operations from the Sierra Leone mainland, the IOTA activity will use the special call sign of 9 Lima, 9 Lima, November 2nd until November 10. The last time the island was activated was in 2019. Several landing teams of two operators each will alternate from the island, staying for 3 days, 2 nights in a local resort. Due to the lack of anything on the island, especially electricity, these operators will bring all necessary stuff by boat with them, including a generator and fuel. At the end of the 3-day shift, the new team will bring the refueling for the next 3 days. Bands will be from 40 through to 6 metres, with verticals on HF and a 3-element Yagi for 6 metres. The island has not been activated on 6 metres before. Since the shortage of electricity, radios will operate with just their barefoot power of 100 watts, so to be heard on air will be particularly challenging. The call again, 9 Lima, 9 Lima. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Military. The Austrian Military Radio Society is the amateur radio club of the Austrian Armed Forces and forms part of the Austrian Experimental Transmitter Association. It was founded in 1962 as a branch of the Austrian Armed Forces, at that time under the name Austrian Military Radio Section. Its origins lie in the development abroad in the Congo at the time. The aim was to establish connections between soldiers on deployment and their families at home, a kind of home radio that was intended to reassure and inform. What tasks were added afterwards? In addition to private messages, official communications also took place via telex and voice radio. There were hardly any functioning communication lines back then. Many devices still came from the occupying powers, so radio amateurs who had the know-how and technology were called upon. This is how the AMRS became a permanent fixture. This was later followed by missions in the Golan and on Cyprus, where shortwave radio links were established. The United States Air Force Military Auxiliary Radio System will hold its 77th annual special event from 0001 UTC November 8 through to 2359 UTC November 11 this year. Stations W1A, W1E, W1C, and W1W will be on the air from Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, on 80 through to 10 metres, excluding 60 metres, using voice, CW, and FT8. All amateur radio operators are invited to participate in the event. A downloadable certificate will be available in mid-December. And for more information, visit Air Force Military Auxiliary Radio System on afmars.com. Time now for the latest worldwide special interest group news from Radio Amateur Oldtimers.
Hello everyone, this is Peter, VK7PD, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Oldtimers Club of Australia's November Bulletin to go to air. This month, instead of the usual broadcast, we will offer an historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, from March 2003. The usual news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the November RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Peter, VK7PD.
Thanks, Peter. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air, with Alan, VK2COD.
Thank you, Cole. To start with, let me remind you that Youngsters on the Air month takes place in December. The RSGB in the United Kingdom says Special Corps GB25 YOTA will be active throughout the month. Here in VK, we have the first VK YOTA contest throughout December. Turning to various parts of the world, emergency communicators continue to promote the use of amateur service as well as other modes and methods to the next generation. In India, ham radio operators are focusing more on DMR, digital mobile radio, as an alternative to an analog VHF, UHF and HF. 50 young hams were recently given training in DMR programming and operating by Indian Academy of Communication and Disaster Management and the West Bengal Radio Club. According to the club secretary, Abhash Nag Biswas, VU2JFA, this was the first hands-on training in DMR for radio operators who will be using DMR in the vast remote Delta region known as the Sundarbans. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, members of the Ham Radio Emergency Communications Group, Inc., DX1HAM, devoted parts of the 68th annual Jamboree on the Air to teach boys scouts of the Philippines the basics of operating two-way radios. The hams were preparing the next generation for using the radio's licensed emergency communicators use when severe storms threatened public safety in the Western Pacific Island group. So please write to the WIA news team about your VK YOTA activities so we can tell the rest of the world. For WIA National News, I'm Alan, VK2COD in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alan. Next up, Worldwide Special Interest Group's video. The Amateur Radio on the International Space Station program has reason to celebrate. With the help and hard work of technicians, engineers and other team members, ARIS marked the first contact in 7 years that made use of ham TV. This was a QSO between the 1st Radford Semele Scout Group in the UK and NASA astronaut Johnny Kim, KJ5HKP. The digital amateur TV transmitter, based in the Columbus module, permits the audience to view live video downlinks during their contacts with the astronauts. To see the Ham TV contact between the ISS and the Scouts, visit the YouTube channel of SP5LOT at the link in the text and video versions of this week's WIA National News. And that's it for another week of Worldwide Special Interest Group News. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Here to date, clubs are welcome to email, text with audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. And next weekend, in VK4, it's the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's Hamfest. Now, till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.